Hi, Frank. Paul Newberry from Associated Press. After the last two coaching tenures you had, obviously you didn't get much of a chance and didn't go like you wanted. What do you think you learned from those two experiences you can bring to this coaching job? And also, does this feel like even a bit of a chance at redemption for you after what happened at Crystal and Inter?
Of course, it's a little bit of a sense of redemption, but still, of course, you have to learn, you know, from your mistake yourself, but also about organization, but that aren't good as organized as and structured like Atlantic United. For example, you know, there was so there was no, how do you call it, cohesion between all the.
I'm Tanitra Batiste. As United gets set to kick off training camp, technical director Carlos Bocanegra stopped by the morning show to talk about new manager Frank de Boer, who will be leading five strikes pursuit of back-to-back titles.
In the closet or behind the closet or something like that. No, everything is very clear and structured. And so for me, that's so much easier. And what I said, you know, I can focus on the first team. And it this five and a half season that I was.
And the Hawks hope to kick off a four-game homestand with a better showing against the Bucks in their second matchup in 8 days. But after 24 turnovers led to 36 points for the Bucks and a 133-114 loss, Trae Young said that they need to solidify play in one basic area to better protect the ball.
And Crystal Palace. And I already started to get gray hair. So I want that positive vibe and keep it still when it's there. And so that's one thing I'm looking really forward to.
And a former member of the Bulldogs coaching staff will be back between the hedges this fall. Former Miami Tight Ends coach and special teams coordinator Todd Hartley will take over as Tight Ends coach for Georgia. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Tuesday night's Hawks Thunder game, tip-off at 7:30.
Still, it's not the most
important Sports Radio 92.9.
I have to take care of that because everybody wants to follow you. And if you want to change that structure, it takes time. And you cannot fix that in 2 months or 3 months. It takes 6 months or that. I didn't get a time that, but it was a good learning experience. And I think I'm a better person now, and I'm a better manager, I'm a better coach now. So than I was 1 or 2 years ago.
Back to Joe.
Frank, you've talked about coaching with the Ajax youth setup, and I'm just wondering how hands-on you'll be with the Atlanta United Academy, the Atlanta United 2 team, and if you've talked to Tony about kind of how it will go down between his role and your role.
I think this is one also the aspect that they chose me, because I have, of course, that relationship that I had at Ajax with the academy. They also want me to have that here. Of course, the first team and the performance of the first team is the most important thing, but I will no hesitate when a young player, I can let him debut, because I think he's up to it. And, when you're young and you're ready, I'm not hesitating to put you in the first team. I did it with Ajax. I did it also with Crystal Palace. And because at the end, you have to see, okay, what's the perspective of that guy? And if you need minutes, to really know that player when he comes in the first team, but also he needs that experience. And I will give it them when they are ready, that's for sure.
This question is for Carlos, actually. First question is, can you comment at all on PT Martinez as far as his future here at Atlanta United? And the second question is, you mentioned in the past that when you guys are actually recruiting players and looking for the fit and the profile, the manager sometimes kind of comes in at the end of the process. Will that continue with Frank, or will that change at all?
Yeah, so I'll answer your second one first. Definitely when we're scouting players, the manager can't be looking at the 10s, 20s of players for each position that come through. So we have a process here. We have a scouting department. It filters up, and then we get down the line. And once it comes to someone, down to a few players, that's when the manager, Frank, will be brought in to discuss, is this someone that we feel fits your needs? Is this the type of player you like? And we want to make sure that he's on board with the player as well. So that won't change. Frank and I have already been having discussions about stuff like that as well. As far as Pitti, obviously, there's been tons of rumors out there about it. You know, we have our team set right now. Doesn't mean new players can't come in or out. So, you know, we have a lot of time for roster compliance until March 1st. And in soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, there's always moving pieces and there's always rumors in the transfer window.
Paul? For Frank and Carlos, if you want to comment on this, obviously with the Champions League throws a new wrench into this season, at least in the early part of the season. Do you prioritize that as kind of the, I mean, at some point you do have to kind of decide guys have to be rested, and is the Champions League, at least in the first half of the season, the priority going forward?
Of course, you know, we want to go as far as possible in the Champions League, that's for sure. And we also want to be, of course, the first U.S. team who can, MLS team who can really win the CONCACAF Champions League. It should be great for the club. It's going to be hard because normally the Mexican always dominate, but you know, the time comes closer that one MLS team will win that, and hopefully we're going to do that. And of course, you know, we have to take care of, because you're going to make a lot of long flights, so the periodization for all players we have to take very carefully, and some older players have to even more carefully about. But so, but we have a good head of performance, and so I'm confident that it will all settle out.
Hold on. And just to touch on that, you know, over the past few years we've been trying to build up depth because we want to be competitive in both sides. We obviously want to win the Champions League, but we want to do well in the league as well. So over the past few years we've been building up to, if we qualify for the CONCACAF Champions League, that we have a deep enough squad for the manager to choose from.
Here on the right.
Hey, I'm JR from the People Station V103. We all know Atlanta is all about community. We've seen the support, especially coming off of the championship. What are your thoughts on the city of Atlanta as well as the fans and the fan support?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, what how the fans are, and I think a big role was our owner Artur Blanc has had a big influence in that, because maybe the community is the first priority and then, you know, the football. But yeah, I like that kind of approach, you know, because at the end we do it for the supporters, the fans, and what they do and what they show, they really are the 12 men behind the team. And yeah, I'm looking really forward to play our first game, home game, with the Fanatic fans. So yeah, Atlanta is a fantastic city. All cultures are there. Of course, I have to really know every area of the Atlanta, but still, what I saw right now, yeah, I'm really happy that I'm choosing this city, because right now I'm feeling great.
Last one in English, what's up,
Tom? Frank, Wes Blankenship with NBC 11 Alive here in Atlanta. What are some of the boilerplate things that you've seen that Martino had with this club that made it successful, but some of the things also that you hope to do specifically to put your own mark on this club and make it better?
Again, you know, Tata did a fantastic job. You know, after 2 years, he won the MLS Cup. You know, it's you have to be very humble, you know, towards him, because that's not an easy case. So I will not, you know, try to change directly everything, because what's good is good, and of course, what I think we can change, you know, the hardware is there, and we're going to update it a little bit, but not to really, you know, change it a lot. And there's some small items that I will first tell our squad, and then maybe to the television.